Last time on Fantasy Nights. While exploring Beacon Crest Island, the party found quickly that the island was fraught with peril. Freema's curiosity rewarded her and Quinn with the jungle cat attack. Meanwhile, Lore and Egil stumble upon an encampment filled with strange and most certainly hostile creatures. Will they live to solve the mystery of the lighthouse?
We'll get back to that lovely scenario, and we go back to Quinn and Freema. Which, now that you, after you have skinned the jungle cat out of its pelt and got some delicious steaks, you hear kind of the noises in the background, the crashing, the spear throwing, and of course the uh-oh!
I think we should go. Let's go.
Yeah, all right, let's go. Help me, though. I'm hurt.
I'd feed you these steaks, but they're raw. Like,
no, just help me walk.
Okay.
I'm a little hurt right now.
Oh, fine. Okay, let's
all right.
Go.
Thanks.
All right, and heading back down the path. You're moving at a pretty decent clip, and you come towards the clearing there, and you see these unusual lobster-like creatures, their various spears, and the fact that the half-elf has been neatly skewered by one.
I'm going to try to very silently push her into the bushes.
Give it a whirl.
Would that be move silently?
That would be a move silently and a strength.
Okay. That's a 12 for strength.
Okay.
What is move silently? 14 to move silently.
Okay, so you kind of push her into the bushes. Freema, if you do a tumble check.
A tumble check?
Indeed, a tumble check. It's on the skill list.
Okay. It's dex.
It's
dex based. Okay, I don't have any of it, so. It's a 3.
All right, so Quinn, you kind of gently push her into the bushes, which is followed by a as she decides to hit every flower and critter that exists on that jungle floor.
Ow.
Luckily, you've taken no damage from that, but you are currently on the ground, so you are going to have to get yourself up if you plan on doing anything. Right now, you are prone.
But she's hidden.
I'll lay there for a bit.
Okay, so now we're going to roll some initiative because it's combat time, boys and girls.
I'm going to die. 21. 18. 12. 5.
Good news for everybody. Creatures are going last.
Yes.
All right. Who's up first?
I think that's me.
Adriel.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, my sword's drawn. I've got 2 HP left.
Crap.
I'm gonna use a 0-level spell, and I am just gonna cure minor wounds and give myself 1 point back.
All right.
Might just save my life.
Okay, cure minor wounds. Alright, so. Now on to Quinn.
Am I close enough to attack anything?
You are not close enough to attack, but you are close enough to get to either in the midst of the creatures or to Adriel's side.
I'll go to the dumbass half-elf.
Alright, to the dumbass half-elf you go. Alright, you are there. Creatures kind of see you and pause for a moment, and then they just say, fuck it, and keep on going.
Oh, hi.
Hey. See, you got yourself into some trouble.
Well, Yen. You know.
You know.
Alright, next up, Lore.
Alright, I assume I'm still hidden.
Yep, you are still hidden.
Alright, am I close enough to do a sneak attack?
You are close enough to one of them, yes, kind of the back row of creatures heading towards your people. Yes, you are close enough to do a sneak attack on one of them.
Alright, awesome. I'm gonna go ahead and sneak attack.
Alright, sneak attack.
Shoot. 12.
Do not, that is a hit.
Oh, yes!
Ooh. Oh, good!
So. Six.
Very nice. You have struck a blow against us, and that one is bleeding quite profusely. He turns around and sees you and makes more noise.
Hey guys, miss me?
Oh hey! It's like everyone's showing up now. Meanwhile, in the bushes with Freema, what's the plan now that you are just lying there?
Just sort of laying there, but I should probably get up.
Oh, you could.
Yeah. There were some pretty interesting creatures I saw. Alright, I'll get up. I'll try to get up.
Okay, try to get up. Roll a strength check to get yourself off the ground.
That's 12.
Okay, you manage to kind of shakily lift yourself up.
Oh, okay, okay, well, okay.
And you are...
Oh, give me a sec, give me a second. Okay, I'm good. Alright, let's do this.
Alright, you are back up. You see the various creatures kind of coming... See the various creatures coming towards your compatriots, but we'll get back to what you do next time around.
Okay.
Alright, so now it is the creature's turn, and the five that are headed towards you guys, two are going to attempt to throw their spears at you. See how well it goes. So we have one coming at Quinn, AC.
15.
Right, and that one makes a hit.
But.
And that is a 5 damage.
Holy shit.
Alright, one at AGL.
Hey.
AC.
16.
That one misses.
Oh, good.
The others seem to be slightly kind of fanning out in order to attempt to kind of cut off your exits there. So they're doing some moves. Meanwhile, the one that Lore stabbed is going to attempt to jab with the spear. And that was super ineffective. Just nat ones all around. So, that pretty much concludes their turn. So initiative, once again.
Woo!
21.
Yeah.
8.
All right, and bad guys have 3, so they go last. Oh, starting off with Freema.
Okay, I guess I'll use a spell. Since I'm so far away, I'll use Magic Missile.
All right, use Magic Missile.
Okay,
cast it at the darkness.
You went there, didn't you?
I'm not apologizing.
D4?
I'm not apologizing.
Which one's a D4?
D4 is
the triangle.
Okay.
Roll that shit. Please don't knock the glass off the table.
I'm trying not to. Right, so I have three plus one damage. So four.
Hey, 4 damage. All right. Nice chunk off one of the creatures there. Remember that does alert them to your presence. One of them breaks off from the pack, heads towards you. But hey, you've done a nice bit of damage. Hey, you.
Okay. I am going to... are there any near me that have had some damage done to them already?
So far, none.
Yep. Well, I'm going to try my luck and hit one with a sword.
All right. Swing away.
Those of you at home, that's the saddest sound of a nat 1. I just dropped my fucking sword. I should be thinking of a new character.
Win!
Alright, I'm going to try to hit one of the dudes that's in front of me.
Okay.
I think I hit him with a 21 to hit.
Yes, you did indeed hit him.
Shit, my dice. Where'd it go?
Where'd it go?
I'm going to use yours. Nagusta. That would be 14 damage.
Okay, well, one of them is now very dead. His head has been separated from his body. It turns out they can't survive after that happens. Lore.
Alright. I'm going to proceed to attempt to kill this dude in front of me right now.
Okay.
And that'll be a 19.
Hit.
That'll be a 7.
Excellent. Another one bites the dust.
Ow.
2 down, 4 to go. And now for those that remain. Well, first one is taking its turn to move towards Freema, but that's going to use up its turn. As for the other three, we're going to have one attempt to avenge his brethren and attempt to hit Quinn. Does nothing with a 4.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. Second one, going for Adriel. Also does nothing with a 5.
Yay, I live another round.
And last but not least, next one is going to go after, why not Quinn again? Still does nothing with an 11.
Yes!
Alright, so, the monsters seem to have lost a bit of their effectiveness in skewering you guys, but that's good news for you. Initiative once again.
Switching d20s.
Ooh, 20.
A good decision.
9.
20. 25.
You're before me.
Okay.
Alright, so, Adriel, you're up first.
Okay, I'm gonna pick up my sword and jump about 5 feet back. And that's it.
Alright. Lore.
Am I close enough to hit another one?
Well, you would have to take your turn to move in order to hit another one.
Alright. I'll go ahead and just move toward what... Is there one that's not being attacked by someone right now?
Yes. There are currently 3 by Agent and Quinn. 2 are being attacked by them. One's kind of jabbing off to the side there.
Okay, I'll get the little dude attacking off to the side there then.
Alright, move in for the attack. We'll get back to that in a minute.
Okay, I'm gonna hit one.
Okay. Alright.
Or not.
So we're gonna miss. Alright, and Freema.
Is the one that's coming near me, is it close enough for mid-range attack?
Yes, it is close enough to range attack.
Okay, I'll do an Orb of Fire.
Alright, gonna throw an Orb of Fire.
What do I do?
An Orb of Fire is, I believe, a ranged touch attack.
Yeah, an Orb of Fire is a ranged touch attack, so roll the big one.
Okay. 18?
Yep, you beat its AC.
Okay.
So it does some damage.
8, which one is D8?
It is the diamond. Ooh.
8 6 plus 1, so 7.
Oh, very nice, very nice. You have fricasseed 1 to a crisp. So that is 3 down, 3 to go.
You killed something!
Yay!
Hey! First kill of the game.
I actually was a mage for a second.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that can happen. Alright, so bringing up the rear, once again, is the bad guys there. So, 1 for Quinn, with a 3 doing nothing. Agile, now 6. And the last one's gonna, let's see here, he notices Lore coming up, he does not, he's gonna swing, ooh, and he does swing for Quinn with the natural 20.
Fuck!
Alright, and let's see, with his spear, wow, that's gonna hurt a lot, that is going to be, yeah, 10 damage.
Fuck, I'm dead.
Oh, yeah, knocked out.
The barbarian's down. Uh-oh, knocked out.
Yeah, I have -3 HP. Oh, man.
Ruh-roh.
Well,
it's initiative.
Luckily, I'm a cleric.
Yay!
It's initiative time, boys and girls. Can you save your fallen comrade before the rest of you are skewered?
That's so ridiculous. I have the most HP.
11. 18.
16.
All right, very unlucky with a 6. Bad guys are going last. So, bring me your first.
Okay,
pick something.
Well, nothing is near me, so I guess I'll move towards, I guess Lore's like where, halfway where I am?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll move towards Lore.
Alright, I'll move towards Lore. Hey, yo.
I'm going to do a heal check and stabilize Quinn.
Alright, go ahead and roll it.
Don't you
you shouldn't roll that one.
I think you need to use a different dice.
I am using a different dice.
Die.
Is that a nat 1?
That's a nat 1.
Yeah.
Okay, so
6,
I have
if
not
anything.
Quinn is actually dying faster now.
Great.
I'm the worst doctor.
Yes, you are. You're the worst thing.
Okay, Lore.
Different
dice.
Well, I'm going to pretend like I didn't see what just happened and attack this dude who is now in front of me.
Okay.
Oh, that's a natural 20.
Excellent.
Woohoo! Alright. so that'll be 12.
Excellent. You have shanked another one. It's 4 down, 2 to go. And, Quinn, you just lie there bleeding. And the two remaining guys are going to attempt to skewer the elf, and let's see what happens. One does not skewer with a 4, and the other skewers less with a 7. Huh. Once again, the elf has managed to survive, not dying, but let's see how long that lasts. Initiative once again.
Where were you last round? Natural 20 with a 26.
18. 19.
Alright, so, bad guys are actually going after Angel.
Well,
so,
you're up first. I can try and save Quinn again. Heal check.
Alright.
Don't you die on me. Nat 20!
Yay!
Alright, excellent. Yay. Take some
25 total for the heal check.
Alright.
I've never lost a barbarian before!
Quinn, you are stabilized, no longer bleeding to death.
Yay!
Good job. Alright, however, bad guys are going. One's going to attempt to stab at Freema and do nothing.
Awesome.
5. And last one at Agil. Oh, AC?
16.
Ooh, just barely missed with 15.
Almost took the point off my ears.
They just keep stabbing the barbarian over and over.
They just keep stabbing at you. 4.
Alright, am I close enough to hit?
You are close enough to hit now.
Alright, good. Here we go. Natural 20 again.
Dang.
Excellent.
Yay!
Don't know how that's possible.
That's okay, I got 3 nat ones in a row.
Alright, that'll be a 10.
Excellent. I have to kill another one, so there is one left. Freema.
Okay. Avenge me. I guess I'll use...
Avenge or not dead barbarian.
You might have already used all your first level spells for the day.
Alright, I guess I can use my spear.
Attempt to spear the spearman.
Okay, so I roll this one first?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a 3.
Nope.
Nope.
Just nothing. Air.
Nothing. Alright, that's sad.
Alright, and we're back to initiative. 1 versus 3. How difficult could this be? Let's find out.
22.
23.
8.
Okay. So, bad guys are going before Freema with 12.
Alright. And I will go for this last guy.
Alright. Final stab.
That'll be an 18.
Hit.
Four.
Alright. You've done some damage, but he's still up and kicking. Angel, can you finish it off?
I will try to finish it off. At the very least, you're not bleeding anymore.
Yep.
Come on. Oh my god, I might actually do something. 17.
Hit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes. 9 damage.
Excellent. Last one is dead.
Yes.
Woo. I'm helping.
We're live. Guys.
I'm stunned. You killed one. And you stabilized one of our own. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm proud.
Thank you, Carolan the Rethian.
And then you say that.
Alright, excellent. You guys have destroyed the creatures, killed them. You've managed to survive as well. And for your valiant efforts in not dying, 300 XP for all.
Ding! Level up.
How can you tell when you level up?
It's 1000 EXP at level 2.
Oh, okay.
We now take this time to level up our characters.
We will now pause the recording so that we may level up our characters. Please stand by.
Now. Alright, and with that, the party has leveled up to level 2, and as per house rules, with that leveling up comes a return to the full HP.
Yay, I'm not bleeding anymore.
Yay, so, I'm alive.
Still at full HP.
Shut the fuck up.
I also killed almost all of them.
Hey, I killed a few things before I got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah. I killed the last guy.
We're all very proud of you.
Well, after that very special episode, you are alive, you've killed the things, and so now you are in the makeshift camp. What's the plan?
Let's raid the camp, right?
Yeah, loot.
Yeah.
That's interesting coming from you.
Yeah.
Well, let's, I say, we need supplies badly. So let's see what we can find.
Yay!
The time for looting is now.
All right.
Adventuring.
Roll the search checks, see what you drag from their corpses.
Let's see.
That's a 13.
I have a 14.
10.
I have a 12.
Alright, so, Aegil,
mm-hmm.
You kind of rummage around the bodies and you find 14 seashells.
Damn.
5 copper pieces. And 3 vials of red liquid.
Ooh. This looks fun. I'm guessing these guys were dead at the beach recently.
Did you not look at them?
Well, I know they're fish guys, but I'm just, I don't know, a lot of seashells to carry around.
Right, Quinn, from your rummaging, you find 5 silver pieces, 5 seashells, and 2 fish.
Just fish.
So you're pretty much holding our food right now.
Yeah, I am.
All right. Prima.
Oh, shit, my
For them, you find 1 gold piece, 23 seashells.
Jesus.
What?
That's a lot of seashells.
Was this like around. Their currency?
And 1 vial of purple liquid.
Mm. I dare you to drink it.
Does anyone have a praise?
Nope. I think I do, actually. Hold on.
Oh, the seashells are so
Yes,
pretty.
I do.
You want to take a look at my vials of red liquid?
Let me see what I loot first, man.
Fine.
So, meanwhile, Lore rummages through and finds 5 silver pieces, 12 seashells, and a sand dollar.
Is it a family gathering at the beach?
Whoops.
Oopsies.
Alright, so I have a little praise.
Just slaughtered a family reunion. Good job, guys.
Yay!
Adventuring.
All right. According to my, like, supreme appraisal skills of 22, I find out.
All right. So you find out. The red liquid is actually composed of a herb. And this particular herb acts with healing quantities, and it will actually heal you for 1d6.
Ooh.
Nice.
Wait, would you like to do an appraisal on my purple liquid?
I will gladly appraise your purple liquid.
Thanks.
Not as well, though. Oh, 12.
Alright. You kind of takes you a little bit longer to sift through that, but eventually you figure out. This one is actually made of kind of a flower extract, and what it does is actually adds a temporary +2 to the strength for 5 rounds.
Ooh, nice.
These guys were really into herbal remedies.
Herbal remedies, adventuring on the seashore, picking up seashells.
Yeah, these
fish.
Fish
and seashells.
Sand dollars.
I'm thinking they were up to no good.
Only evil people carry around that many seashells.
So what are
right.
they?
Huh?
I'm just gonna, like, poke at one. I'm interested.
Wait, they're giant lobsters, right?
What?
Well,
were they?
I guess.
Could we eat them? Lobster
I
dinner.
Would, as this campaign takes a dark turn.
I don't think it happens.
Is this gonna happen to every enemy? Can we eat them?
I
understand if it was a troll.
The barbarian that asked this.
I have arcane check, but history. I don't know if we can eat them.
We need someone with knowledge nature.
that's not me.
That's not me either.
Moving along.
Moving along.
let's not take our chances eating the dudes we just killed.
They're interesting, though. I just poke at them.
I'm just saying, you know, good amount of butter, some lemon, good lobster dinner.
Thanks for listening to Fantasy Nights. I'm Egil Durandir, and I shouldn't be alive.